David Guyon. I always felt I was destined for a life of adventure. It didn't quite pan out that way until I met Miss Kelly Campbell.
Don't speak, even whisper.
What would you do with $1 million?
Probably start my own business. Maybe be a bounty hunter.
Nice.
You don't put a cap in her.
That bullet just went straight between your cheeks.
Yeah, it feels like it just grazed my biscuits right there betwixt them.
Kelly tells me y'all work together over at Loomis. That strikes me as an incredible opportunity.
You talk about robbing a bank.
How hard can it be? You load up a truck. Gosh. And you drive away.
Police are calling it one of the largest cash heists ever. Searching for this man.
Here, this is a disguise I made for you.
$16.78.
That looks like if Jesus and the cat had a baby.
Oh, come on now. Come on now. You ain't fooling nobody, IMDb. I know for a fact three people didn't write this shit. I know for a fact it didn't take no three people to write a movie called Masterminds, which, by the way, I don't even know why it's fucking called Mastermind. Mastermind, when I hear the word Mastermind, I think of something like, I don't know, a Kingpin or the Godfather, you know, Goodfellas, you know, I hear Casino, you know, shit like that, even Scarface, you know, a lot of masterminds working the figures in there. And you got this motherfucker, Masterminds, Jared Hess. Well, I don't fucking like this guy. I just don't like this guy in general. I don't like any of it. I don't hate this guy. I hate his fucking movies. His movies fucking suck, okay? Napoleon Dynamite, shove one right up your ass real quick. Nacho Libre, shove it right up there. Masterminds, shove it right up there. Let's go ahead and give a plot to this. All right, so four motherfuckers get together, rob a bank, the end. All right, so let me tell you why I hate this movie now. No, let me go ahead and try to explain this. So apparently, I walked right in when the credits ended, and I walked right in the movie when this... Hold on, let me get a sip of this real quick. I walked right in the movie when the damn screen said, based on a true story. And I remember sitting down saying, almost out loudly, even though this theater was empty as fuck, you gotta be fucking kidding me. This is not based on no true story. Apparently it is, and it blows my mind. You got Zach Galifianakis playing David Gnat, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. And he works for one of those armored car companies, whatever, that drives money around, and it's pretty much, he's kind of bored with his life in a way, at least as he's narrating. That never really comes back into play. And he's just saying, you know, I was looking for the action. Now, I grew up watching spy movies and blah, 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 et cetera, stuff like that. And I'm looking for the action. And my life was just boring. It was just load, drive, repeat. Load, drive, repeat. Load, drive, repeat. By the way, he's married to Jandice, played by Kate McKinnon, because this is a Ghostbusters reunion. Even though this movie has been sitting on the shelf for... Jesus, man, probably five, maybe more years than that. Oh, excuse me, because Relativity, obviously, everybody knows about their financial state affairs, so now they're just dumping a bunch of shitty-ass movies right now, and they probably said, hey, well, Ghostbusters, even though it didn't make a shitload of money, it made some money. Put these actors' name on here, and some of them don't even really have a purpose or plot point to be in the movie. Put their name on here, and maybe people will go see this. I don't think it's going to work. But anyway, so this has been sitting on the shelf. Kate McKinnon plays his wife, who's kind of how do I put this? Oh, she's fucking weird and don't even need to be there. And he meets Kristen Wiig's character, Kelly. Kelly, I forgot her last name, whatever. And she works there about a couple of months. And Zach Galifianakis, he getting married to Kate McKinnon. They're engaged. And all of a sudden, a bad day at work, I guess a bad day happens for Kelly's character. And she breaks up with her boyfriend. You never meet her boyfriend, really. He's just kind of like, ah, oh. And, you know, boss kind of comes in, says, get your asses back to work. She kind of has an outburst and kind of quits the job. 4 months pass later, Zach Galifianakis kind of, he asks for a number. She gives it to him. 4 months later pass by, and she's
I don't know what the hell she's doing. She's just living in this fucking house or whatever with a bunch of other damn people. There's a lot of people in here. And one of those people just happens to be Owen Wilson's character, who plays Steve in here. And he's watching the news about how her old company pretty much was robbed on an inside job, but they found the guy after a couple of months, and he's arrested now, and they escort the money back. So he gets this brain dead idea that, hey, we need to do an inside job on this place. He used to work there, so he must know anything. She's like, I haven't worked here in a while. But he's like, well, you must have known somebody because you're kind of a flirt, so, you know, you must have. And she's like, yeah, I got the perfect guy. So they introduce, and she kind of persuades Zach Galifianakis, hey, rob this place, and then me and you, we can live together in Mexico. She's kind of flirting with him, and he's kind of going for it. And this is to the point where he just pretty much says, fuck that marriage and fuck my ex-wife. I'm out of here. Getting out of here. He didn't really tell her that. She just kind of vanishes for the rest of the film. He's just assuming, well, he just ditched her ass. They send him to Mexico. And I guess back in this time frame, it must have been easy just to hop on a plane with a fucking sweatpants full of just dollar bills or whatever and shit. They stick him on a plane with $20,000 attached, taped to his ass. I know. And they said, hey, we'll send you more money once the coast is clear. And Kristen Wiig is like, well, I'll be down there too once everything is done and handy and you get everything situated down there, and we'll send more money your way. Only for Owen Wilson and them to kind of give him a big head. They start buying big ass houses and stuff like that. Then they want to turn. I know this shit is going on forever. So Owen Wilson wants to turn in Zach Galifianakis once they got to Mexico. Zach Galifianakis escapes. He takes a boat ride up to another place in Mexico. And he changes his identity again, gets a wig, whatever, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. They hire a hitman in Jason Sudeikis, who plays Mike McKinney. A little be known, though, that they gave Zach Galifianakis his identity, his new ID card when he went to Mexico. They gave him Mike McKinney. So they gave him the ID of a man that's already still alive and shit. Yeah, I know. This is just, it's just fucking brain stupid. So he runs into him, only to find out that they have the same name. They come into a Martha moment, and they befriend each other, only not really to hang out with each other that much because he leaves them with a stack of bills. He finds out Kristen Wiig was lying to him, and then next you know, he kind of tells her, fuck off, only to tell Owen Wilson. He's like, I'm going to turn you in until everything brought you, but Owen Wilson says, hey, I got Kelly now. You're not going to do a damn thing. Next, you know, he goes to save Kelly. Bada bing, bada boom. That's your plot synopsis. All right. As you can tell, this plot is just fucking long as hell. This movie tries way too fucking hard to be funny. And it is, like, pouring out, like, trying to be funny. You know, you got Leslie Jones in here, and she plays the detective in here. And they don't give her a name. They just call her detective. That's how much she's in the fucking movie for. They just call her detective. And she's like the only comedian in here that's like not trying to crack a joke every 5 seconds of the damn film. Everyone else in here, either they're doing something awkward or they have to say a line where they are trying way too hard to be funny. Jason Sudeikis, maybe he might get the pass because at first his character was just a little, not really funny, but I kind of just stared at him and said, I see where that could be funny for some people. Because his whole character, he's an assassinator. And he's got this photo of Zach Galifianakis' character, and he's just like, and they're just like, so when you see him, just shoot him from a distance or whatever. He's just like, what? Wait, what? You want me to shoot him? Because that's not kind of my thing. You know, I'm more into knives, and I like to get really up close and personal and put my hands around that motherfucker's neck and whatever, and I want to strangle him or whatever and get a piece of a bike wire and just wrap around his neck and, you know, I don't know, cut his teeth out or something like that. You know, I'm that way, so you know that the life that you have, I took your life. There's a part where he's like eating chicken too, or whatever and stuff, and you know, he pulls out a napkin, and on the napkin, an ear rolls out, and they just look at it and they go like, an ear just fell out, and he's just like, oh, huh, must have lost that thing, whatever. And then the kids are sitting there too, whatever, and he's just like, Owen Wilson's like, well, you don't want to talk about the details in front of the. He's like, oh, why? Is it one of them? You want me to hit one of these kids real quick? I'll do it right now if you need me to. He was kind of, that scene alone was a little bit, I was like, that'd be funny for a YouTube short, I guess. For a full fucking movie, no. So it just made me feel bad for Jason Sudeikis to be in this shitty ass scene. Owen Wilson, he's a good actor. He's great when he's teamed up with Woody Allen.
But for him, this is kind of normal for him because he's done a couple of these shitty-ass comedies like this. I just sat there and just hoping that it would end because it just kept going on and on for an hour and 30. And then the whole time I was watching, I just kept saying to myself, I just can't believe that this is based on a true story. And sure enough, as looking it up while the movie is playing, because I just didn't give a fuck, it really is. And I just said, this blows my mind that they would make a comedy out of this, even though from apparently what the true story is, it was a bunch of dumbasses that did it in the first place. So I guess nothing really fascinating about that. But then, relativity, why release the goddamn movie? I mean, I guess they're just trying to scrap up whatever little bit of money they can possibly before they go out of business again. Kristen Wiig, man, I gotta say, that was the most depressing part of the whole film. Because I gotta tell you this right now, Kristen Wiig is hot as fuck in this film. I don't know if it's that blonde hair or whatever, but she is just hot. She's got these little shirts where she's showing half her cleavage and shit like that. She's sexy as hell in this film. I never really looked at Kristen Wiig like that. I've always wanted to, you know, kind of fuck her for her mind. But in here, I kind of wanted to fuck her for her body. So she was kind of like some trailer park trash or whatever that I was just like, being the only black guy, if I just popped up in that town, I'm sure I could get some trim. Kids still say that, trim? I'm sure they do. Anyway, oh, no, no, wait. I'm sure I can make it lit. There we go. Yeah, that sounds about better. That's 2016 talk for you. And then for the rest of the way, every time she opened her mouth or had to be on scene with any of these, because she's going along with the plot and plan, but then she starts to feel sympathetic for it, and it's just like, going along with this, it just felt embarrassing. And there was a moment where she runs into Kate McKinnon in a clothing store, and I was just like, oh, they got a lot of Ghostbuster meetups here and stuff like that. But Kate McKinnon looks at her and go like, you're the whore that stole my husband. I'm just like, how the fuck does she? Oh, because I remember saying, I was like, how the fuck does she know that or whatever. And then she said, I saw a photo of you in my husband's pants pocket or whatever. I was just like, so she finally gets a bit of dialogue where she's not acting weird as fuck right about now. And I'm not talking about Ghostbusters level weird. I'm talking about she's a goddamn Martian level weird. It was just bona fide, just like, wow, you took everything that's talented about Kate McKinnon and just burned it to the damn ground. They have a little bit of a scuffle, and I just sat there constantly rubbing my forehead just going, oh, Kristen Wiig, you were so much better than this. You don't even know. And Kate McKinnon, I haven't really seen much of you, but I know you're funnier than this. What are you guys doing here? And I like how they try to show you at the credit sequence, which I ran the fuck out this theater. I couldn't take no more of a blooper reel of all these guys having fun, which is nice to know that as an actor, you can still have fun even when you know that the movie is dog shit, because that's kind of what this movie is. Basically, to wrap the rest of this up, because I'm not going to really go into much of it. I'm trying to forget this movie, and I really just wanted to let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Don't everybody laugh. Whatever the fuck that song go. It's a really good song, though. But either way, though, the movie is just not funny. It's just cranking out jokes left and right and visual gags where he's just like, oh, he's just kind of a dumbass. And it's just really a movie just filled with a lot of, not the actors, but the characters that they're playing. It's just a lot of stupid fucking people. And he's just like, who am I supposed to care for in this? I don't really like or care for anyone. And just because a guy's pussy whipped. And, you know, they wrapped up the end with saying, you know, everybody went to jail. Everyone got caught. They got the money except for $2.5 million. We don't know where that is. And then Zach Galifianakis, we see him character pushing it down a hill into this lake. And once he gets out of jail, which he did, I'm assuming that's where he's going to go get it and go live his $2.5 million life with Kate McKinnon. I mean, not Kate McKinnon, with Kristen Wiig. I mean, great for you that you had the money, but at the same time, it's like, I'm assuming that a camera might be on your ass nonstop, because I'm assuming they probably know, you know where that money is at. But whatever, man. I thought this movie was just pointless, a waste of time, and it's just a weird time to come out. This seems like it comes out something earlier in the year just to get it over with, but to come out around this time, I don't know, it's just fucking pointless. I know probably some people saying, is it on the level of Vacation? No. Vacation actually had something for it, even as crappy as that movie is. This movie doesn't have a damn thing to tell you. Not a damn thing to tell you. So this movie is, what am I going to give this? Oh, yeah. I'm going to give this a low fuck it. Fuck this movie.
17 million missing. 17!
I know you're just two good men doing a difficult job.
It's time to cut. cut David Gamp from the team.
We can't do this. This is wrong.
So, who y'all want me to kill?
Whoa. Not now. Not in front of.
Is it one of them?
No.
Please go upstairs right now.
See y'all in a little bit.
See that one coming.
What you gonna do?